आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। The cabinet has approved the mission for cotton productivity Kapas Kranti with an outlay of 5,659 crore rupees to address bottlenecks, declining growth and quality concerns in India's cotton sector. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission aligns with the government's 5F vision, farm to fiber to factory to fashion to foreign, and focuses on enhancing cotton productivity. It aims to develop high-yielding variety HYV seeds that are resistant to diseases and pests while promoting the large-scale adoption of modern crop production technologies. These efforts will be implemented through state governments, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and state agriculture universities. The mission also seeks to ensure the supply of low-contaminant cotton to the industry and promote high-quality cotton exports. The scheme is expected to benefit around 32 lakh cotton farmers and boost cotton production to 498 lakh bales by 2030-31. It will also help reduce dependence on imported cotton and save foreign exchange.
आज के फैसलों में जो 10 बड़े फैसले लिए गए करीब करीब 1,52,000 करोड़ रुपए के फैसले हैं ये। इसमें किसानों के लिए कॉटन प्रोडक्टिविटी का कपास क्रांति का फैसला है, फिर शुगर केन का जो नया सीजन है उसमें करीब शुगर केन के किसानों को 1,00,000 करोड़ के आसपास का टोटल बेनिफिट मिलेगा। जो वेस्ट एशिया में कॉन्फ्लिक्ट चल रहा है उसके लिए बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट एक इमरजेंसी क्रेडिट लाइन गारंटी स्कीम बनाई गई है, उसका आज फैसला लिया गया 18,000 करोड़ रुपए का। शिप रिपेयर फैसिलिटी वाडिनार में 1,570 करोड़ रुपए का। दो सेमीकंडक्टर के नए प्रोजेक्ट्स क्रिस्टल और सुची, ये दोनों आज अप्रूव हुए। और रेलवे के 3 प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं थर्ड और फोर्थ लाइन के, और जुडिशरी को स्ट्रेंथन करने के लिए सुप्रीम कोर्ट का एक फैसला लिया गया है जो आज के बड़े फैसले में शामिल है।
Political activities have intensified with government formation in West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala after declaration of assembly poll results. Following the BJP's sweeping victory in the West Bengal Assembly elections, preparations are in full swing for the formation of the new government and the oath-taking ceremony in the state. The new cabinet members are likely to be sworn in on the 9th of this month, the birth anniversary of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah are expected to attend the ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam TVK has emerged as the single largest party in the state, winning 108 seats. Following the party's strong electoral debut, newly elected TVK legislators have formally elected Mr. Vijay as the leader in the legislative party meeting. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and Union Minister Amit Shah as a central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the Legislative Party in Assam. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. These names were approved by the BJP Parliamentary Board for central observers. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has refused to step down from the post of Chief Minister and declared that she would not resign in the wake of recent election results because she believed that the votes were looted by force and the entire voting process was rigged. Speaking to reporters in Kolkata today, she expressed determination. Her party have not lost. Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today met Member House of Representatives and Chairperson, Liberal Democratic Party of Japan, Takayuki Kobayashi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that they discussed strengthening India-Japan strategic partnership, enhancing cooperation for a secure and sustainable energy future, and exploring new avenues of collaboration in the shipbuilding sector. The minister said that as India advances on its ambitious path towards energy self-sufficiency, there are significant opportunities for mutually beneficial partnerships. The Delhi High Court today said it will appoint senior lawyers as amicurei to represent AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Durgesh Pathak in the CBI case against their discharge in the liquor policy case. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.